Well, all right. With the theme from Caddyshack, also my theme song for lots of reasons. Anyway, hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two AM radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is yet another beautiful summer day, and 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat summery Sandpoint, just another perfect summer day here in North Idaho. It's Thursday. This is North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Whitty. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll be chatting with Dr. Stacy Good. She's with Bonner General Health, and we'll be discussing summer safety. She's an ER doctor over there, been on the show several times in the last few years. And as Dr. Hurt was explaining to us a couple of weeks ago, they usually in the ER see an uptick in patients in the emergency room during the summer. And today we'll be talking about more summer safety tips and some fire burn tips. And it sounds like burnt ends, but it's not. That's burnt tips. We'll talk about all that stuff with Dr. Good here in a moment. In our second segment, we'll welcome back in Linus Jelinek. It's been a little while since she's been on. She is with the Sandpoint Resource Envision Center, formerly known as the Sandpoint Community Resource Center. They have an event coming up next week to tell you about. We've been possibly, if you, maybe you're new to the area or you're just retired or you have some time on your hands and you want to volunteer for one of our numerous nonprofits around here but don't know where to start or who to meet or who to talk to, they have an event coming up next week that is custom designed for you. We'll tell you all about that. And then in our third and final segment today, we'll meet Dr. Jeff Polson. He is from North Idaho Animal Hospital and find out more about him and what's going on over there. All right. Other things going on in the area, of course, with summertime, the Bonner County Fair is not far away. August 17th through the 20th, Red, White, and Bloom is the theme for this year. It's got the PRCA Rodeo, the Summer Nights Concert, Challenge of Champions, and of course, Wade Brown and his Demolition Derby. We'll have Wade on the show here in a few weeks and talk about all that stuff. In the meantime, you can go to BonnerCountyFair.com for more information. Of course, starting a week from today, believe it or not, I mean, we got a really late start on the summer. A week from today is this festival at Sandpoint. Oh, it's incredible, absolutely incredible. We start setting it up at the field, I think, on Monday. So, Festival at Sandpoint opens up with the Revivalists next Thursday and runs through Sunday. Sunday, folks, you're going to love Pink Martini, a perfect way to spend your summer evening. The second week, we have a special Wednesday concert with Kaleo. The Beach Boys sold out on Thursday, August 4th. We have Gregory Allen Isakoff with Sandpoint's own Shook Twins on Friday the 5th, and August 6th, Lindsey Stirling, which is like all the talk of the town these days. People are going crazy over Lindsey Stirling, so check her out online and then check her out at the festival at Sandpoint. Of course, we conclude on Sunday, August the 7th, with our world-famous wine tasting and symphony concert. The city of Ponderay is putting on their 6th annual Ponderay Neighbor Days. It returns to Harbison Field in Ponderay on Saturday, September 10th. They are currently accepting applications for vendor booths. Booth space is free. You do give a $50 deposit, which you get reimbursed when you show up at the event. So it is free, and you can sell food or your art or whatever you got to sell at Ponderay Neighbor Day. So go to City of Ponderay's website. Find out more about that. As you heard on the show last week, the Speakeasy returns LPO Repertory Company at the 219 this evening. And it goes on from 7 to 10, and general admission tickets are just $35. I've heard a lot of great things about this event, so you may want to check that out at the Niner tonight. Bright Moments Jazz on Friday at the Drift Restaurant out in Hope. We had the young couple that owns the Drift Restaurant on this show a couple weeks ago. Want to support them and Bright Moments Jazz. Of course, Saturday, Sandpoint Farmers Market from 9 to 1. We've had some beautiful run of Saturdays for Farmers Market. Also, Saturday is For Pete's Sake event and fundraiser at McDuff's Beer Hall. And it's in honor of Pete Johnson, a late stage 4 kidney cancer. He lost his job and all his benefits. So it's a very worthy fundraiser for Pete. And that is at the Beer Hall, 3rd and Cedar, from 1 until 6. There's also a cornhole tournament going on, so you can check out the 7B Baggers Facebook page for info on that For Pete's Sake cornhole tournament. And what else is going on? Let's see, it's Thursday, so the farmers market at Mountain Traders in Elmira is happening this afternoon. Of course, they're in the old Elmira store building about halfway between Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry. So I give them a call at 208-557-3733 or go to Mountain Traders at mountaintraders.net. Find out more about that for their farmers market this afternoon. So that's what's going on in and around the community. And we are going to take our first break. Dr. Stacy Good from BGH is with us. We'll be talking summer safety part 2. So stick around.
Have you tried the new Fast Lane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fast Lane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today. And if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hey, Patriots! Neil here from Auto Credit Save!
Hey, wait, I thought you were a Broncos fan.
Oh, I am. Go Russell. I'm just being patriotic.
Oh, my bad.
It's time to put the can in American, because this month I can help you drive for just $7 down when you bring me your old ride. It's the 4th of July, all month long, and I want your old ride. So forget Uncle Sam. Uncle Neil will help you find freedom in a nicer, newer car for just $7 down. See, I believe everybody deserves to drive a nicer, newer car. That's why I drafted my For the People credit approval process. Plus, my solution specialists are the American Dream Team. They can get almost anyone approved. So stop driving a car you hate, because I want your old ride. But hurry, this dynamite deal won't last long. I'm Neil, your all-American dealer for the people. See all my explosive rides at autocreditsales.com.
Credit and $7 down requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely expires July 31st, 2022.
You know what's explosive?
What's that?
Russell Wilson.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, northidahoradio.com.
We just don't know when to shut up during the breaks. Anyway, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte and joined by our good friend, Dr. Stacy Good. Stacy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's great. We had Hans Hurt on the show 2 weeks ago, And that was very interesting to have him on the show. And just like you, I've had him on the show a few times in the last 2.5-3 years, but he had never been in person in the studio because when COVID broke out, you and your husband were so nice to go on the air with us and explain what you thought was going on in the world, which proved to be true, unfortunately. But it's great to have you live in the studio.
It's nice to not be talking about COVID.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Right, let's talk about summer stuff because, I mean, the festival's already coming. We're already talking about the Bonner County Fair. I mean, all these events are happening and it felt like summer just started. So we got to get as much summer in as we can. And as I talked about with Hans, does the ERC an uptick in cases of people coming in during the summer?
Oh, yeah. And it's, I mean, a lot of it's trauma, water accidents, lacerations, people cutting themselves, broken bones. But then we get a lot more, even this last week, ATV accidents, motorcycle accidents, unfortunately, really bad injuries. And, you know, you had good weather, you had alcohol, you add tourists, and just the uptick in the population. You just see more of that.
Yeah. So you see a lot of tourists that maybe drink too much and go out on a jet ski or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I know of a young lady broke her ankle water skiing. I didn't think that was possible because you have that booty, right?
Yeah, and we've seen young individuals that actually just recently had really bad head injuries, bleeds in their brain tubing, hitting another individual just this past week.
Wow. So Kristen, who handles the media stuff for BGH, said that you might want to talk a little bit about fire safety.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's another one we see a lot of in the summer. Mostly it comes from campfires. And most commonly it's going to be mostly kids. It's kids that fall into the fire, trip, parents just maybe taking an eye off them just for a split second, not anything their fault, and kids coming in with burns. So that's one of the big ones we see. So just kind of talking about the different types of burns, I think would be worthwhile. So we classify it medically, first degree, second degree, third degree, and then fourth degree is the really bad ones down to the bone. So, a lot of people question, when do I need to go in to see a provider or into the ED? And typically, it's those second and third degree burns. So your first degree burns are going to be the skin's red. It's really painful. I mean, you can correlate that to burn on a stove or like a curling iron, that sort of a thing. And then the second degree is when you get more of the blistering and kind of the skin sloughing. Those hurt as well.
So when it starts to blister, because I remember I just flashed back when I was like 12. I got a new bathing suit and it was shorter than my previous bathing suit. So we're at the beach and that strip of white on my thigh just burnt. I didn't realize that it was just burnt. And the next day it was like bubbling. Is that time to go to the ER?
Probably not. So not every second degree needs to go to the ER. Because here's the reality is there's not a whole lot you can do about it, except depending on where it is on the body, except pain control. So Tylenol, ibuprofen, ice, cold compresses. And when it is burns on the face, when it's burns on the genitals or on the palms and soles of the feet, and then where we in the medical world, we say anything greater than 10% of your body needs usually a burn center or some sort of referral. Some of our general surgeons in town here actually manage burns, and some of our orthopedic surgeons do as well. And that involves basically care. You put on this barrier cream called Silvadine, and you keep it wrapped, and then you change it every so often. What you worry about with big burns is actually dehydration, and you don't realize that your skin itself is the biggest organ in your body, and so you lose a ton of fluid that way. So large burns, a lot of it is coming in hydration, pain control, and then sometimes burn center referrals.
And should you wrap it if you have a first or second degree burn, or is it better to expose it to air?
Yes. Both. So kind of the big recommendation for that sunburn would be keep it covered during the day, some sort of barrier like Neosporin or a generic topical antibiotic, and then at night keep it open and dry to the air. And that drying out actually helps with the healing process.
So around here, I know it's a big thing for mostly younger people to have fire pit parties, you know, and they have a bonfire going, especially this time of year. And there's usually, with some groups of people, a large amount of beer or alcohol consumed. Have you ever seen a case personally where someone has gotten wasted and fell into a fire pit?
Yes.
What do you do for them? I mean, wouldn't like whatever they're wearing just immediately?
Yep, whatever they're wearing immediately comes off. We put cold compresses all throughout on every part of their body that is burned. Start an IV, give them fluids, really high pain control. And then our closest burn referral center is either in Boise or Harborview in Seattle.
Oh.
So they end up having to go pretty far away to get care. And if it's a large enough burn or in those areas I just talked about, it's a pretty long recovery process.
Oh, I would imagine. You were talking about the degrees of burns. How do you know if it's second degree compared to third degree?
Third degree is kind of when you get into that deeper layer, the dermis, and you can see often kind of charring. It actually looks like charring of the skin, and so the color of it changes. So you go from kind of like a white that you see under the blisters, which is kind of that subdermal layer, to kind of that deep dermis. And the other difference you can tell between second and third degree is third degree doesn't hurt. So second degree is where all your nerve endings are, and third degree goes past that. So they actually are in less pain with deeper burns.
But it's time to go to the doctor.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And you treat the third or fourth degree the same?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What other kinds of summer safety tips? Talked about boating a little bit. I know you guys boat a lot. And
yeah. The life jackets for the kids. One of the types of injuries we see a lot of that as a mom and a physician, I think about is when the boat comes near a dock, that space between the dock and the boat is we've seen a lot of kids that jump out early or get stuck and they end up breaking legs or their abdomen gets stuck in there. That's one of the one boater safety thing that really kind of looks overlooked, but really keeping kids in the boat till you're docked. That's a big one. And fortunately, we have seen no drownings this year, kids this summer. So that's really good.
Yeah, that's great. How's the temperature of the water? I haven't been in yet.
Talking from somebody who is training for the Longbridge swim, it was very, very cold until about a week ago. And as of yesterday, it was 72, which is much better than 67, which it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So have you done the Longbridge swim before?
I've done it three times.
Three times? Yeah. You swim with Maggie Faust?
I do. And I was never a swimmer until 3 years ago.
Oh, good for you.
Maggie Faust trained me.
And I know that your little group of friends out there in Ponder Point, it's great. My daughter's included in that. And you guys are all so close and buddies. And you work out and you run these half marathons and 5Ks and things. And swimming the Longbridge, you must be proud of that.
Yeah. It's actually one of my favorite things of the summer.
Do you wear a wetsuit?
Oh, yes.
So that increases your buoyancy and
makes me faster. At least I think it does.
And you know, the Longbridge. I've told this story a zillion times, but Eric Ridgway came up with it, and it all started one day. It was almost 30 years. I think it was 30 years ago, and somebody called the radio station here and said, "Hey, there's this guy swimming the length of the Longbridge." So I said, "I'm going to go check it out." So drove over there and I saw this guy swimming and started doing some live remote phone-ins to the going live on KPND going, okay, his name's Eric and he's doing, and then, you know, an interview at the end, it's like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm starting the Longbridge swim. So the next year I had like 35 and the year after that, 70. Now it's hundreds of people from all over the world. It's
a really unique event. And it's one of those neat things where I tell people I do it and they're like, you swim that entire length? And seeing all the swimmers out there, it's amazing. It's so much fun.
So is it hard 1.76 miles?
For me it is because I'm not a swimmer. I could ask Maggie and be something different, but we start in our little Ponder Point neighborhood, and just every time we swim 5 minutes longer, and so by the time the Longbridge swim comes, it's just another day.
So did you ever actually swim almost 2 miles when you were training?
Yeah. I mean, a little bit greater than the 1.76.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. Well, good luck with that. Thanks for joining us here today. And let's keep that no drowning statistic going for the rest of the summer.
Please.
And speaking of fires, knock on wood, so far we've been good with wildfires, and hopefully we don't get any of those this year.
We've exchanged those for mosquitoes, apparently.
It's always something. One year it'll be yellow jackets, the next year it'll be ants. And anyway, we can handle the mosquitoes as long as we have summertime, because fall will take care of them. All right. Dr. Stacey Good, thanks for joining us this week. We're going to take our second break. When we come back, Linus Jelinek is here. She's got a great event coming up next week that you'll want to learn about. Stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Summer is here and Harrison is your local getaway. Come midweek for a slow-paced atmosphere to unwind and relax. Just take Highway 97 along Lake Coeur d'Alene's beautiful scenic byway. At Harrison, the Trail of the Coeur d'Alene is waiting for a pleasant ride up the chain lakes or along the lake to Hebron State Park. Stay a few days for a stress-free visit. Go online to harrisonidaho.org or visit us on Facebook for more information and lodging options. Visit Scenic Idaho, sponsored by the Harrison Chamber of Commerce and the Lakeview Lodge.
Here is Jim Zuberbuehler, the race director of the Longbridge Swim, to tell us about this year's event.
The Longbridge Swim is one of the largest open water swims in the Pacific Northwest. People come from all over the country and the world to participate. The Longbridge Swim is also known for its hundreds of fantastic volunteers and spectators. Swimmers must register at longbridgeswim.org by Thursday, August 4th, or at Sandpoint High School on Friday, August 5th. There is no same-day registration on August 6th. I'd like to thank our many sponsors. Our swim lessons program would not be successful without their generous support. The Longbridge Swim has provided swim lessons and water safety classes for over 8,500 kids over the past 12 years, supports the City Beach Lifeguard Training Program, and provides lessons for special education students. Come out and swim or watch from the Longbridge on Saturday, August 6th.
Jim Zuberbuehler is a financial advisor with D.A. Davidson and Sandpoint. In addition to providing financial advice and service, employees volunteer their time and resources to local causes such as the Longbridge Swim.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, Carpet One, and Sandpoint Furniture, also known as the Pondere Design Center. And that's what I want to talk about today, who and what we are, and all that we can provide in the way of making your house a home, just like the radio jingle. Well, it's never been more true than today. I think the best way to explain all that is by example. So let's say you're a building contractor in the beginning stages of a new home or a full-scope remodel. You've got a time frame and a budget to keep in check. You've used us before, so you're confident you can send your clients to our design center. And they'll see lots of product and make lots of decisions. Maybe they'll start at the Carpet One showroom and pick out bathroom, kitchen, and floor tile, carpet, wood flooring, and even area rugs. Then they'll come on over next door to our Selkirk Glass and Cabinet showroom. They'll see offerings shown in doors, windows, cabinets, shower glass, and more. And now, they've saved enough money, they'll want to head back over to our Sandpoint Furniture showroom to take a closer look at all the beautiful displays there. So whether you're a builder or a homeowner, you owe it to yourself to come check us out at the Pondere Design Center. That's the only place you need to go.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. Our second segment for North Idaho Thursday, and our good friend Linus Jelinek is with us from the Sandpoint Community Resource and Vision Center. And Linus, it's been a while since you've been on the show.
It has, Bob. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And of course, you were the Sandpoint Community Resource Center for several years, and we were talking about it at the Chamber Luncheon last week, how that whole organization was started by two guys and one phone. Yep. And look at where you are today.
Yeah, we're thank God they had a vision for mm-hmm. just what could happen with a resource center. And so we have grown from that to the Envision Center, which the focus now is bringing nonprofits under one roof to really consolidate resources for people in need, either urgent need or crisis. And of course, housing is the big one right now, and we're busy.
Yeah, saw that Schweitzer just broke ground on their employee housing, and I know Tom Chassie was our guest at the general membership luncheon for the chamber a couple months ago, and he was saying when they're done with this one, they've gotten requests to do a much larger one, and not just for Schweitzer employees potentially, but for employees of other Sandpoint businesses, because they all need a place to live.
Yep, they do. And we've tapped into some resources through the Idaho Housing and Finance to help people with rental assistance, mm-hmm. and even hotel stays while they look for rentals. And we've closed 23 cases at the end of June, and it represented $96,000.
Wow.
That we've been able to get into people's hands to, you know, that's real money to help them with their rent and get on their feet.
So, yeah, and a lot of people don't even realize that resource is available.
They can call us.
You guys are now, well, of course, you can just go online and find you guys. Right. Probably the easiest thing to do, but you are located out by the Lighthouse corporate office, which was Coldwater Creek years ago.
We're on McGee Road, and we've been there since May of 2021. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why we're having this event called Power Up, and it's an expo for nonprofits and volunteers next Thursday, is to pull in maybe some new volunteers, people who have moved to the area and mm-hmm. they want to volunteer, they're not sure. But we know statistically that 25% of the people moving to a high growth area like ours, 25% of the people are going to want to get involved in their community to help make it better and to contribute. So we're hoping to pull in some new folks. And we did a survey of our SPIN community, which I know everybody uses acronyms in companies, but our SPIN stands for Service Provider Information Network. It's over 250 service providers, nonprofits who are in community to be in regular communication and share information. And so I did a survey of that community to find out, what do you guys need? What can we do for you? How can we help you? And the first two choices were, we do a quarterly meeting, and you know they're usually topic specific. Mm-hmm. And Q1 we did on mental health. And so it was all resources and what's going on here in the mental health world. And then we did one on urgent housing needs. And so those were the first two choices of what the survey results said. And then they wanted information on how to empower their nonprofits. So with marketing, volunteer management, board development, things like that. So that's what we responded to. And the event is from 10 to 2, and it really is an expo where people can come. And we have right now 10 nonprofits committed to being there. Mm. And we have a great speaker lineup. I don't know if you have the list or not.
Kate McAllister, Chris Bassett, Linus Jelinek, and Brianna Polacek.
Yeah.
And no, I don't have that in front of me that I just read.
And Kevin Bailey from Idaho Nonprofit Center. So we're going to, Brianna is a professional grant writer. And so we're trying to give information that will help empower not just the nonprofits, but empower our community.
I would imagine, people, like say you're new here, or as I said in the opening, maybe newly retired, or you find yourself with more time on your hands and saying, well, there's 148 very active nonprofits in the greater Sandpoint area. I want to get involved with one of them. But you might be a little hesitant to call a particular one because you think, am I committing? I just want to learn about it. So this event you're having on the 28th is the perfect tool to learn about nonprofits.
Yeah, to just walk around and talk. And we're encouraging the nonprofits to have two different interests sign-up sheets, one for events, maybe done in a day. Maybe somebody just wants to come and toe dip an experience mm-hmm. with an organization and just work for a day, work one event. Maybe somebody's interested in bringing expertise to a board. Because we know, like Justin said at the chamber, mm-hmm. When people are out actually advertising for board members, we know that we need to strengthen our pool of board members. So we're hoping to do that with this event too.
Yeah, and see Kate McAllister, who hosts, of course, the Chamber Chatter right here on KSBT KBFI. She'll be speaking from 10:30 to 11. Well, why don't you tell us about the speakers and what they're representing?
Well, Kate, as you know, she. I learned so much about board development during my 2 years in Leadership Sandpoint, which Kate leads that program. And so I've asked Kate to talk about board development. And Chris Bassett, he's going to talk about strategic marketing. He actually has a studio out at the Envision Center. It's called the Envision Media Studio. And what he's doing is helping nonprofits get noticed. And either with streaming, podcasts, websites, marketing, social media. So he's going to do a targeted talk to nonprofit leaders on strategic marketing. I'm going to talk about just the outlook for executive directors. I've found myself mentoring a couple of new young first-time executive directors, and it's been really fun, but I also realize that there's a lot of information to share that might be helpful, like memberships, how to make the most of resources that are available to us as executive directors. And so I'm going to talk about that. And Brianna is, like I said, a professional grant writer, and she's going to bring some tips to us on that.
There is a lot to writing those, and if you know what you're doing, you increase your chances of getting the grant.
Yeah. And since COVID, I just understand from my representatives at Inovia Foundation mm-hmm. and Idaho Community Foundation that these foundations are getting more grant requests than ever before since 2020. And so you have to take that in mind too, that pool of resources is really diluted. And as much as they love an organization and they want to support you, they're just inundated. Every grant cycle, they just tell me they have more grants applications than they really can handle. I shouldn't say that can handle. They can handle them, but, the outcome isn't always what we expect. And then Kevin Bailey is the new CEO of the Idaho Nonprofit Center mm-hmm. in Boise. You probably remember Amy Little.
Mm-hmm.
She has moved on to other things, and Kevin's been really great to work with. And he's going to Zoom in and talk about a fund development plan.
I think Amy, at one point in her career, was our executive director of the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce.
She was. She was. She's definitely a builder and a mover and a shaker, and she's certainly built up the Idaho Nonprofit Center. They're housed in Boise, and Kevin has taken it over, and he's doing a great job, staying in touch with nonprofits here, and they're actually doing a giveaway of a 50% discount on their annual conference admission. So he's going to give something to, we're going to have a raffle with our group here, and he's going to talk a very important fund development plan. And what does that look like? Because as we know with nonprofits, they're not always that organized to have, a plan. You may have an event mm-hmm. that's a fundraiser, but to really have an ongoing plan, that's maybe part of your strategic
staying
plan.
Solvent and keeping organized and, mm-hmm. and so your event, again, the Nonprofit and Volunteer Expo, to learn about various nonprofits and how you can become involved. There's no commitment here. It's July 28th, next Thursday, 10 to 2. at 130 McGee Road in the Community Resource and Vision Center. And you also have a great website. I've been looking at it while we're talking here. For anybody who wants to learn more about what you guys do, what's available to them, maybe you're new to town or newly out of a job or whatever, like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay for gas, or where am I going to live? You guys can help. And of course, you can help by going to the Nonprofit and Volunteer Expo. And do you need to register or sign up ahead of time, or can you just show up?
We do have a form on our website where people can sign up, register, but I've found in our community, RSVP is not really a priority. So we just are encouraging people to show up. No, you don't have to register. You will be welcome. We just want people to come and support the nonprofits who are taking, you know, 4 hours out of their day and staffing it. And, you know, so they're spending their resources to participate in this event. And so we just want people.
So you go out there, and again, we have five guest speakers. It goes from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock, and I think you'll find it very enlightening and very educational. And Linus, thanks for everything you do, and it's so great to see the Envision Center just growing and thriving in a really a short amount of time. You guys have really, well, just congratulations on becoming what you've become.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thanks so much.
All right. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Dr. Jeff Polson. He's with the North Idaho Animal Hospital. We'll get to meet him, find out what he's all about and what's going on across the street at the Animal Hospital. So stick around.
The Pondere Winery crew is excited to finally get summer underway. We have all of your wine-related needs, whether it's a few bottles for the boat or gifts for that special someone. Stop in for a handcrafted pizza and a bottle of Huckleberry Blush, which is July's Wine of the Month. Our walls will be beautifully adorned with the paintings of Kathy Gale, and we have a full lineup of music every Friday and Saturday, along with pianists on select Wednesdays. We're located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint, and all events are available on our website at powine.com. Wine and summer in North Idaho, a perfect pairing. So come see us at the Pondere Winery.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons. Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. It may not be apparent when driving or stopping by our dealership, but new Chevrolets are arriving daily. Of the 5 to 10 new vehicles per week that make their arrival, almost every vehicle's been reserved in advance. Although they're not on display, there's a high volume of new Chevrolet vehicles passing through the dealership each and every week. This consistent sales rate has put Taylor & Sons in a very favorable position to continue to earn additional vehicles from Chevrolet. What this means for you is if you're considering a new Chevrolet Silverado, Tahoe, Suburban, or Equinox, Taylor & Sons may have just the right vehicle on order. If we don't have it, based on Taylor & Sons' turn rate of new vehicles, there's a good likelihood we can get an order accepted by Chevrolet relatively immediately. Contact us your way by either email, text, or phone by visiting tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity.
For the land of the free.
brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Well, all right. We are back, our final segment here for North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined by Dr. Jeff Poulsen with us. He is with VCA North Idaho Animal Hospital. And how are things in the vet world?
Things are going really good. Busy. We're always busy.
Well, Linus, who was our last guest here, and she heard me talking about you earlier. She goes, "That's where I take my dog." True story. So we were just talking during the break about yourself. You're originally from Texas, and tell us about your education and how you ended up here in Sandpoint.
Yeah, so I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, and went to vet school at Texas A&M University. I practiced mostly emergency medicine for the first 7 years or so in Austin, Texas. So kind of similarly growing a lot area. Really liked doing emergency, but didn't love being awake all night and weekends and holidays. So I was looking for a different way to go. And we thought about looking in for a different area too. My wife has some family in Spokane. And so I was going to come up and interview for a job in Spokane. And the same company, VCA, had an opening here in Sandpoint. And I was like, well, I've never heard of Sandpoint, but I guess I'll check it out when I get there. And drove across Long Bridge, and that was about it.
I cannot tell you how many times over the last 35 years I've been doing this talk show that people have said, well, we were driving across the Long Bridge and boom.
Yeah, it was like,
just don't look back.
Yep, exactly. And the hospital was a great fit, and the town and everything here has been really awesome for my family. So
how did you exactly hook up with North Idaho Animal Hospital as opposed to any other vet around here?
Yeah, so VCA, who owns North Idaho Animal Hospital now, is a nationwide corporation. Okay. And so I had been
doing, when did that happen? Do you know?
It's been within the last, just before I got here. So 2.5 years ago or so.
Yeah.
I had been doing some interviewing with them elsewhere. So I was talking with a recruiter. So they have a few hospitals also in the Spokane area, which is what I kind of originally was coming up here for. And the recruiter hooked me up with Dr. Mara and Don up here. And it was a great fit.
So do you guys have a particular specialty at North Idaho Animal Hospital?
So we are a general practice. So we see just about everything. We focus a lot on the, I guess you could say, the illness side of things. So we see, we tend to focus our efforts a lot on sick animals. And we see, you know, mostly cats and dogs, but also birds and exotics and wildlife. And
I'm reading in your bio here that you've been starting to offer orthopedic procedures such as TPLO surgeries. And I don't know what that stands for.
Yeah. So the medical term is tibial plateau leveling osteotomy.
On the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, it just rolls right off. So TPLO is a lot easier to say.
Yeah.
So it's a, we see dogs tear their ACLs a lot. Cats too, not nearly as often, but it's a pretty common problem in dogs. One of the most common orthopedic problems that we see in dogs, actually. And so it's essentially a surgery to fix a torn ACL. It's a different type of procedure than like you or I would have if we tore our ACL. Mm-hmm. And just has to do with the difference in the way that dogs' knees are shaped. So what we're doing is basically going in and changing the structure of the knee to sort of replace the function of the ACL when it's torn and isn't working anymore. And so it provides a lot of both like pain relief and better function of the leg for dogs long term. And we can be able to do that. So
canine ACL surgeries, is that a kind of a newish thing in the vet world?
It's been The TPLO procedure itself actually was developed like in the late 80s, early 90s. So the problem has been around for a while, but it's sort of become much more commonly recognized, I think, and treated more aggressively in the last few years. And there's a lot of, since it's been around long enough, there are other types of procedures that are done for ACLs. There's at least three or four different surgeries, but we have enough data now to show that the TPLO procedure in particular tends to have the best outcomes long term in terms mm-hmm. of like usability of the leg and arthritis development and that sort of thing. So it is becoming a lot more common, but it's been around for a while.
And I've read that stem cell therapy is now, or maybe it has been for a while, I don't know, available for animals?
Yeah, and kind of the stem cell is much more sort of in the early stages where we're kind of, and same thing with humans, like there's a lot of things that stem cells are used for, and we're still kind of figuring out like how useful it is. There definitely does seem to be some benefits with orthopedic things like chronic arthritis and ligament injuries and that sort of thing. So that tends to be mostly where we're using stem cells in animals is for joint problems.
And so how does that work?
So there's a few ways that it happens, but what's most common is that we do a surgical procedure and harvest fat. Typically it's from inside the abdomen. So most dogs have a fairly sizable fat deposit that's kind of sits right under their sternum. And so we can harvest that. Sometimes we can go like behind the shoulder blade, but, most commonly we'll go into the abdomen. So we collect the fats, just the fat, and then we send it out to a company who has a process, where they can harvest the stem cells from fat and then grow them, so multiply them essentially, and then send them to us to use. So we're using a dog's own stem cells and growing them in the lab and then implanting them like into their, like if it's a chronic arthritis in a knee or something, then we're injecting them directly into the joint a couple of weeks after we send them out. So it's pretty cool. Yeah,
that's way cool. I mean, if you told me that, you know, like 30, 40, 50 years ago, it's like, that's science fiction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And even the hardware and the things that we're using on dogs the technology's come a long way in the last like 10 or 15 years. So
what do you see? What do you envision for the future in your profession?
That's a good question. You know, hopefully things will continue, at least in terms of the quality of care we're able to provide, we're able to do some of the more advanced things. But hopefully what will happen is, you know, as things become more common, that they'll be more cost effective for people too. And we're able to hopefully provide, you know, as high quality medicine as we can mm-hmm. and have it be accessible to people.
And to get in touch with you at the VCA North Idaho Animal Hospital, you can just Google VCA / North Idaho Animal Hospital, and you'll find a website, which is very informative, probably the best thing to do. Or you can give them a call here in Sandpoint, 208-265-5700, 208-265-5700, and you're located basically right across the highway.
Just right across the street. Yeah, right across from the Dairy Depot.
But you're technically on Ella?
The address is on South Ella. The building faces the highway.
All right. So Dr. Jeff Polson, thanks for joining us. Welcome to Sandpoint. And I hope you stick around for a long, long time and see what the future does transpire for veterinary medicine.
That is the plan.
All right. Nice to meet you. We'll do it again sometime.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. We're going to send it back to the studios. That's it for this week for me. I'm declaring it the weekend. Until next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.